Chinese leaders are skipping the global climate meeting, but the country is making other green moves. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams, in from Hollywood. It's been about 6 months since China banned cryptocurrency mining. That's the extremely energy-intensive process where computers run complex math problems to get rewarded with cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin. Until recently, China was the epicenter of this activity, partly because the electricity needed to run all those computers is relatively cheap there. Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent in Shanghai and joins me now to check in on where things stand after the ban. She says there are two big reasons why China's government restricted mining.
First of all, an anonymous currency really doesn't appeal to Chinese officials. They keep a very close eye on their currency and the money that's coming in and out of the country. And in September, China banned cryptocurrency transactions and prohibited opening any new mining projects in the country because reason number two, cryptocurrency mining consumes a lot of energy. And much of China's energy comes from coal. About 60% is generated from coal, and it's highly polluting. And of course, China has pledged to go carbon neutral by 2060 and to also cut its energy intensity.
So does this mean that China is completely out of the crypto game?
Absolutely not. China is still the biggest manufacturer of mining equipment. Local governments are also not always that motivated to enforce the ban on cryptocurrency mining. So you have to remember a lot of this mining activity was taking place in poorer areas of China, like in Xinjiang, Sichuan, Guizhou, Inner Mongolia. And we've spoken to some people in the industry who have all said that, of course, there are still mining operations happening, just at a much smaller scale, while they think of the next step or sometimes where to move.
By cryptocurrency mining equipment, you don't mean like a virtual backhoe. You're talking about the computers and the fans
no.
and things.
No, I'm talking about very powerful computers.
So where are these crypto miners moving to?
Well, to places like Kazakhstan, Russia, for example, you know, temperatures are cooler there, so you might not need as much cooling equipment. And also the U.S., specifically Texas, for example. I've also heard of Oklahoma, Ohio. Basically, cryptocurrency mining requires a few things. It requires stable energy, a stable regulatory environment, and cheap electricity. Now, in the case of Kazakhstan, the government's already talking about maybe restricting electricity. Russia, it's not always very stable. So the U.S. is very interesting, actually, for many cryptocurrency miners from China. And we know of a company that's helping some of them moving all of their equipment to the U.S. to set up. And so we've heard that more than a third of the global computing power, which is called the hash rate, dedicated to mining Bitcoin, is now being drawn from machines in the U.S. And that's up by a lot from last spring.
China has been stepping up its regulation of the tech industry more broadly to the point that LinkedIn and Yahoo have chosen to withdraw some services there. How is this increased focus on tech showing up for Chinese companies?
So, look, it's always been challenging for foreign firms to operate in China, but now if they're tech firms, it's even more so. For domestic firms, it means they really don't have free rein as they had before, because before, there weren't that many regulations governing what they were doing, because a lot of these industries and sectors they were entering into were completely new. And that's usually how China works, is they let these companies do their own thing. Once they start spotting problems, then the regulations come in. And this time, they're cleaning house, and for a number of reasons. So that means, for example, e-commerce giant Alibaba. It can't force vendors to choose between opening a shop on its own platforms or on its rivals' platforms and not both. It also means that measures taken against tech firms, for example, like food delivery platforms and courier companies, they can't treat its workers as just gig workers, as independent contractors. And so now they must pay into social welfare scheme, or they will soon have to. It also means tighter data security and privacy regulations for consumers. And it could also mean something as simple as, for example, when I see something really cute, for example, this fluffy vest for a dog that I wanted to send to a friend on WeChat, I can't. You can't open that link very easily, I would say. So supposedly, soon, it's going to get easier.
We're having this discussion as COP26 is going on, the global climate conference in Scotland, which China is notably absent from. Does this move of banning mining indicate that China kind of plans to go it alone when it comes to reducing carbon emissions?
I don't think so. China sees itself as a leader. And in fact, the reason that President Xi Jinping had said it wanted to go carbon neutral by 2060, to peak its energy consumption by 2030, they felt this was good for the international community. And it's China's way of saying we're taking responsibility. There are people who do criticize China for pledging to go carbon neutral by 2060, a full 10 years after a lot of developed countries, including the U.S., have. But China says, look, we are a developing country. We have 1/6 of the per capita GDP as the U.S. You cannot expect us to go as fast or do the same as you do. We're going to do what's right for our economy. And already there are impacts and effects being felt in the economy here. So China doesn't want to go it alone. It certainly feels that it is taking the lead, because China is not only the biggest polluter on the planet, but it's also the largest installer when it comes to wind and solar energy, when it comes to green technology, when it comes to electric vehicles. However, of course, because the country is so massive and because China is the factory of the world, it uses up a lot of electricity. And so that's why renewable energies only take up, what, about 15%, generates 15% of the electricity right now. So that's why it's a problem, especially when it comes to cryptocurrency mining, because it was taking advantage of the cheap electricity out in these poor provinces and using up a lot and polluting in some cases.
Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent. In addition to the mining ban, China also added new restrictions on crypto trading in September. And now for some related links. CoinDesk has a piece going back through the history of China's crackdowns on cryptocurrency. Although this latest one is the most severe in terms of restricting mining, the country started placing limits on the industry back in 2013. And with the latest ban, our partners at the BBC have some reporting on how now the US is the world leader in crypto mining. That's followed by Kazakhstan and Russia. We'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. The Daily Californian has a blog post digging into the economic and environmental consequences of the US becoming the new crypto mining hotspot. And the news site Governing has a piece exploring whether the power grid in Texas, a popular spot for modern-day miners, can hold up under the strain of all the mining operations and the effects of climate change. If recent power outages in the state are any indication, it's not looking so good. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.